The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I am Brent.
I am Matt.
This is the only podcast on the internet where we don't wear hats. So look forward to that. We also look at comedy. We also look at funny reviews from places like Amazon and Yelp. And we
make them funnier.
We make them even funnier. We add, they're like a microwave breakfast burrito, pre-microwaved.
We're like parsley.
The reviews are like a Jack's frozen pizza. It's all you have. Your buddy's over. You don't want to just give them a Jack's pizza. You throw some extra mozzarella you got in there. You got some beef sticks in the fridge. You cut those up and put it on there. We're kind of like that. Those extra ingredients that are going to spice up this review. But those ingredients will not be wearing hats. Mark my words.
Never.
If you see a beef stick with a fedora on it, walk away.
Don't trust.
I don't trust like that. Beef stick. You're supposed to be food. Food doesn't wear hats. Unless it's a cow. Cows can wear hats, but they're not really food yet. I got a review.
Okay.
It's a fall one. We're in the fall. I don't know how many of our listeners, I do know how many of our listeners are in the Midwest. Most of them.
Good.
At the time of this recording. And so they probably felt the fall chill that overtook us the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It went from just hot as summer for some freaking reason in the middle of October to just, bam, we're cold.
Yeah.
I had to close the windows in my house this morning. I was like, it is frost, downright frosty in here.
yeah.
So this review might help us out in these times. I guess not. I guess it has nothing to do with how cold it is. It kind of does in a roundabout way. Anyway, it's an Amazon review for a rake. Orient Tools Garden Rake. Adjustable lightweight steel poly shrub rake. Plastic head. 22 tines.
22, that's pretty good. Orient Tools? But like...
Orient Tools.
Orient Tools. That's... I'm pretty sure that's offensive.
You can say Orient Ools or Orient Tool or Orient Tools.
Tools. Okay. Borderline.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, if it's made in China, that is a little strange, isn't it? Hey, let's get to this review by War Wrecker.
Nice.
They title it Okay Rake. But weak handle for light raking. I would like to first say that positives of the rake, such as it being lightweight and retractable handle, that is great for taking leaves gently. However, the handle is very weak and flimsy for raking dead grass leaves. I was raking my grass to remove the dead grass from between the living grass and near the ground. The plastic that covers the handle connection started to crack and pinch my hand as I continued to rake. The tube separated due to a broken internal plastic component. Do not buy for heavy yard work. Only good for light / gentle raking. 2 stars.
Thank you. Yeah, 2 stars. So this is like a go-go extendo rake?
Yes, this is the main thing about this rake is it's retractable, extendable, adjustable, all of the above.
Do the tines retract as well? Do they, like, collapse?
I believe it is just the handle. It is just, like, a adjustable, makes me think of a pool cleaning net.
Yes, sure. Okay, well, I can fully say that this product is idiotic. And how much space are you saving when you still have the big fan blade of a rake, like a palm frond, sitting in your garage?
All 22 tines. Count them up.
just flayed out like that. No, we've got some rakes. I've seen some rakes where it's almost like, you know, how a fire hose has the handle that you pull back and it opens up the throttle a bit more. That's not the accurate term, but you get what I mean.
Throttle. We're going to rev this baby up.
I've seen rakes that have that sort of mechanism where you pull the lever back.
Yeah.
And the tines just splay out. And then you push it down and it collapses.
Very umbrella-like.
Umbrella-like, almost. That way you've got a pole to sit in your garage. Doesn't take up much space.
An umbrella, you can rev it up.
You can really open this sucker up. Let's go.
You open a rake next to something, too close to something, and it'll just obliterate it. It'll just be decimated from its existence.
You're gonna spook the horses with that.
I'm looking at the picture of the product, this particular picture, a picture of it extended at the full 60, the full strong 60 inches 60 next to the rig where it is a short 42. And it makes me think, Matt, have you ever played Bloodborne?
I don't think so. No.
Bloodborne is, among many things, a Souls-like game, as the hip gamer kids like to say.
Sure.
But the difference is every weapon is called a trick weapon.
Oh.
Which means all the weapons are two weapons in one.
Nice.
There's a hand axe where the handle flips out and becomes a big two-handed almost sickle-like axe.
Oh.
There's a cane that you pull it out and it unravels into a whip.
Okay.
Things like that.
Sounds like Perfect Dark did this years ago, but okay.
That's what this... I think this is a trick rake. So you might think this is for storage, and I think the bullet points even say that it is. But I think this is turning the rake from a two-handed weapon into a one-handed weapon. So you might be able to dual wield the mini rakes.
You got a couple of rakes, you...
You're going to whittle wild on the dead grass. You can have a straight-up shield in your offhand if you need to.
Be climbing trees with these things.
Absolutely. Swinging from tree to tree. You gotta get the teeth on the branch just right to get pull that swing off. Or, you know, it's going from rake mode to battle mode. You're raking... Getting a pile of leaves going, all of a sudden a rabid raccoon appears.
Mm.
The fight music comes on. Dun, 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 dun. You turn it into battle mode. You're ready to, like, do a sweet martial arts fan dance.
Right, everyone knows things are about to get real. It's just like when they see the X-Wings sort of push their wings out or tuck them in. You're like, oh, things are changing. Something exciting is going to happen.
Yep, it's like when Ash puts his hat backwards in Pokemon. So, yeah.
That or people just have really short sheds that they need to store this stuff in.
Listen, I could lean this rake on the side of my shed. But I prefer to get it in there, you know? I'm not worried about the floor space with those wide tines. I'm worried about my ceiling capacity here. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of the perfect one for me.
I used to have to, you know, break my rake in half to fit it into my car. But now, I'm always ready with a rake.
I was going through a lot of duct tape. There's only so many times you can snap that handle in a new spot before the duct tape just isn't cutting it.
Can only do so much.
Need some kind of wire inside. You know, the tension keeps the rake together. It just was too much, so... I opted for the dual wielding to one handed rake, and my life couldn't be better. You got a review?
I do. I'm going to take things back to our open, actually, a little bit. You talk about cows wearing hats.
No. No.
I have an Amazon review for the Animal Mask Cow Head Funny Masquerade for Adults Dressing Up Cow Masks. Same product I featured on our Instagram recently at reviewparty.com that people didn't appreciate for some reason. I don't know what was up.
I told this to you already, but I saw that the first picture, and maybe this is selling the review a little bit, but I saw the first picture had boobies in it. Boobies with bathing suit on.
Yeah.
But boobies all the same. And I thought, you know, Instagram, that's the place for that. This one's going to pop off.
It was a very short review. A woman in this cow mask in a bikini dousing herself with milk. There's no way this would translate to a podcast, even though we're talking about it right now. So Instagram, it had to be the place. Apparently, I was wrong. Anyway, I did find another review for the same product written by H. Harris. And this, it's a cow mask. It's like those creepy,
by the way,
creepy yeah. horse mask, but it's a cow. And made by Creepy Party. H. Harris titles their review, nice.
Creepyparty.com?
I don't know. Maybe. This is, the review is nice and roomy and well made. And H. Harris writes, the cow mask will be used in a stage production of July 1st. Nice and roomy and well made. The peculiar thing about the mask is that it includes a set of upper incisor teeth. Must be a city slicker that designed it, because bovines ain't got no upper incisor teeth.
No.
Yeehaw! 5 stars.
God forbid your freaking creepy Halloween cow mask has
an anatomical
teeth that aren't quite right.
Disparity, yeah.
Jeez Louise. Oh my goodness! It's a freaking cow mask. It's like looking at one of those president masks.
Yeah,
and being like, he didn't smile like that.
His nose wasn't that big.
Well, the other thing that popped in my head this review is that I'm a claustrophobic guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really like tight spaces. I especially don't like when the only feeling I can pinpoint is when you're like under a blanket and it's tightly wrapped around you and like your breath, you're breathing in your warm breath that you breathe out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes me uncomfortable. I think I'm suffocating or something, even though logically I don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, you'd think a roomy Halloween mask would be up my alley, but that almost freaks me out more. You're kind of in the abyss in this mask.
You're trapped in something, looking around.
Yeah, what if something looks back in there? There's plenty of room for other creatures to fill this mask. Other cow spirits?
I don't know. I want a mask to be well fitted.
I think that's the move. Proper nostril to nostril.
Yeah.
Situation going on.
Too much room and you lose your alignment with the eye holes, which in this case of this cow mask are the cow's nostrils. And as soon as you lose that, it's like you're tumbling through the darkness.
This mask is kind of rubbery, floppy. What if you get in a hot chase with a Halloween killer? The mask is all flopping around. You can't see where the hell you're going. If you're in a corner, Mike Myers is standing right there. Poised to stab.
He's got a retractable rake, and he's just whooshing.
Retractable rake with knives taped to all 22 tines. And you could have saw that obnoxious weapon coming easily if the nostril holes weren't flopping side to side while you're booking it away.
You're done for. There's a couple other things. I think it's silly how this person is trying to be all high and mighty and country in their Amazon review.
That's just not the place.
Like, you're ordering from Amazon. You're not.
You're ordering a silly, creepy rubber cow mask from Amazon.
That's not the time to dunk on city slickers.
On city slickers, because they don't know cow dental details.
But what I will still call myself a theatrical novice. See, I didn't even pronounce theatrical right. A theatrical novice.
A theater expert would have pronounced it right.
Yeah. H. Harris said, this cow mask will be used in a stage production of July 1st. I did some pretty heavy Google searching. I can't find anything any stage play or anything that is titled July 1st.
I mean, could it be a typo? Did he say on July 1st as though he would give a fuck when his play was?
The F and the N, I guess, are kind of close. But not that close.
If you're getting your big slappy on, maybe. Then maybe this guy's more of a keyboard slapper than a hunting pecker.
Yeah, so I don't know. And it just makes me wonder what kind of play. You'd be like, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna have to have a cow mask. We're going to get on Amazon and see what we can find.
There is this scene, and this is a pull. This is as nerdy as it gets for me. There is Godzilla versus Hedorah.
Okay.
Some people might know Hedorah because he is very popular among Godzilla faithful. He's the giant slime monster with the crooked eyes. Famous because it was never released on VHS here.
Okay.
And my nerdy ass got the Criterion Godzilla Showa DVD collection, which is like the first 12 DVD Godzilla
films. For like $200.
Yeah.
You madman.
Don't mention it. don't remind me. It was on sale when I got it. I couldn't pass it up.
Okay.
And a big part of why I got it, it was for that movie. I had never seen it. And I heard that it was the trippiest, weirdest Godzilla, which is why it didn't come over here.
Uh-huh.
There's a scene in which I believe a detective, who is sort of the main human character of this particular story, goes into a sort of 1960s rave in which everyone is in their bathing suits wearing animal masks.
Oh.
Not unlike this cow mask. So he could give him the benefit of the doubt, and maybe it's not a cow mask to portray a cow. Maybe there's some sort of crazy cow, you know, animal mask rave. Wearing. Yeah. Animal sexual rave going on in this play. Maybe it's very avant-garde.
Okay, I could see that. That or maybe a stage adaptation of The Odyssey, but instead of Odysseus' men getting turned into pigs, they get turned into cows.
Sure. Well, you just pop on the old mask. It's yeah. Roomy in here.
Anyway.
Director, I think there's something else in my mask. July 1st. Kills. Yeah, that's. I've had enough of this damn cow mask.
Yeah, let's move along. That was the thing, too. I had some high quality cow puns, original cow puns in that Instagram post I was very proud of.
Certified original cow puns.
Go check it out, please.
Matt's desperate.
Like, anyway, give me a review. Let's keep going.
I have a review from Yelp. This is a review for the DIY Home Center in Burbank, California.
Burbank!
Take that to the Burbank. This review is by none other than Sunny D. He writes, apparently, DIY...
I didn't even notice this.
Apparently, DIY apparently applies to finding what you need to buy. I came the other night seeking replacement pieces. Thus, I brought them with me. I asked Frank where I might find items like them. He pointed down an aisle. Great. I asked if he could show me where I might want to look specifically. He told to look for myself, as I'm sure I'll find it on my own. I'm usually pretty cool with employees at stores who don't want to be there and lack of customer service skills. Yet something about his purposely not caring to help me. I clenched my teeth and couldn't help sarcastically, "Thanks for your help, Frank." If this were a sitcom, Frank and I would have this ongoing conflict for laughs. Yet to be fair, they have a great cat, and the lady ringing me up was very pleasant and attentive. I shall return and I will make sure to wander around the store for a bit as I search for an item I am looking to buy. 1 star.
Did Sonny say they have a great cat?
They have a great cat.
What?
It's a little mom and pop DIY. I got a little cat rumbling around.
I thought that maybe this was, because I think there's a store near me that's also called DIY, and it's like a furniture place, I think. But anyway, okay. Yeah, Sonny's got it right. This is a completely do-it-yourself store. You just, we'll unlock the doors for you. Everything else, figure it out.
Yeah, he's lucky to get a cashier to boop those items across the little scanner.
If you have to pay for things, you're going to have to take an 8-hour trading course on how to work the register, Sonny. Sorry. It's a do-it-yourself place.
Apparently, DIY apparently means do-it-yourself. He said it. You didn't want a DIY. Maybe you should have went to Home Depot.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Man, at Home Depot, at Menards, they're going to be walking with you down. You're like, oh, man, this is a long aisle. We're going to have to think of some small talk as we walk down this aisle.
My technique with that is always to just get out in front of the person. Do not allow us to walk side by side, which is something in my personal life I take offense to if someone is hustling. Someone is setting a pace that I don't want to walk at or getting ahead of me. I'm like, what? Come on. Come on, let's mosey here. We're walking around. But with customers, no way they're getting out in front of me or beside me to make some small talk. I'm beelining to that item, headbutting it, and walking away.
That's part of the tax that you have to pay to shop at Home Depot.
Right.
I really like those deck screws.
Yeah, you go somewhere corporate like Home Depot, the Squid Game guys in the pink hoodies are up in the rafters with the machine guns pointed at the employees, so you know they're going to bring you right to where you need to go.
But that's what you want. That's
what Sonny wants, desperately, apparently.
I mean, if you're working on projects like this, maybe you're a little inexperienced, you're a little nervous, a little self-conscious. I just want someone to show me where the thing is. Maybe give me a pointer, because they've done this before. Come on. Come on, Frank.
Yeah, you talk to a guy named Frank, you think he'd be so excited to give you some helpful hits on your next DIY
He's
project.
He's got spittle just foaming at the corners of his mouth. He's so ready to tell you all about what he's done.
Frank's the kind of guy that keeps a tape measure on his belt. You know what I mean?
Always.
Where Sonny D, you know, I think he needs a little help. His Yelp profile picture, unless it's some famous actor I'm not aware of, is definitely a headshot.
Oh. Hey.
Oh.
Burbank.
In clicking on that headshot, I have found something juicy. I found this man's profile picture.
Oh.
Or about this man's Yelp profile. He refers to himself as Sonny, quotes, Captain Confidence D. He doesn't have the confidence to find a goddamn 2x4 in a hardware store.
Yeah, we know otherwise now, Sonny. You need a little Frank help.
He was desperate for this friend. He's like, Frank, I'm Captain Confidence. I can't be out in like this. I'm drowning in that yellow sugar liquid, man.
If you really had confidence, you wouldn't have said anything sarcastically through gritted teeth. You would have full vibrato. Well, thanks for your help, Frank. And stormed off.
You would have walked over, found the perfect 2x4, and launched it shot put style across the store and through Frank's temple. That's how I show confidence, is through violence.
And you go to your car, you pop open the trunk, there's a collapsible rake. Come on, Frank.
2x4 in one hand, collapsible rake in other, you're unstoppable.
Confident.
You got speed and power.
Set.
Raking the rake across the 2x4 like a marimba. As some sort of battle cry.
Yeah. Grink, grink.
It might not be a battle cry. This is the a serial killer origin story.
Yikes.
His confidence was shattered by Frank. The only way to come back is by disposing of him like a retractable rake.
You know, some things just break.
Yeah, it would be some sitcom. I really like that he, you know, he has one negative customer experience. Apparently he's really cool with them. But this one drives him to grit his teeth and fantasize about some sort of Jerry versus Newman reoccurring sitcom rivalry.
Man, does it grind his gears.
What a coping mechanism. Just any obstacle in your life, and you just fantasize about it being a funny sitcom bit.
Yes. Some people listen to, like, therapy tapes. Breathe in, breathe out, relax. Sonny D here has just studio laughter. He pops the headphones in. Ah! He's like, yeah. Yeah, they're with me on this one.
Sonny, I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to come out and say it. You have cancer. He just hits the button. He's got a Seinfeld type theme song wired in. Doc, I'm gonna need a commercial break. Would you look at the time?
Yeah,
it is time for our commercial break.
It's time for our commercial break. You know what? I've got a review that I'd like to everyone to take into their commercial break.
Sure.
It's an Amazon review for Grandma's Cookies variety pack of 32. Worker titles their review "Arg," and writes, "You can't go home. Used to enjoy them when I was in college. Either they changed or I have. I didn't enjoy them. Now I'm gifting them in every direction to get rid of them. 1 star. Take that with you this homecoming season, folks. You can't go home. Take a
trip with me and tell me what you see. Staying out. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode. I'm glad you made it through the break. I'm glad that You Can't Go Home review didn't depress you too much.
You can't go home, and you can't turn off this podcast, goddamn.
You can't. No. Don't leave. Welcome to Upon Further Review.
Woo!
Woo! We're hitting this one hard again. This is the segment where we take a look at things we thought we knew, and we figure out how little we know. Or we look at things that, like, wow, this is something that we never even thought of, and look at all the ways it has affected our lives. Today, Brent, I'm going to say a name, and maybe you will recognize the name, and maybe you won't. There's a little bit of the Lonnie Jackson energy here. No, Lonnie Johnson, wasn't it? A little bit of the Super Soaker Man energy. For this one, who also developed many Nerf guns, sculpting our childhood lives. The name I am uttering is Mark Mothersbaugh.
No.
No?
No bells. Not even a little tingle.
Well, I guarantee you have heard at least one, but probably a lot more of the work that he has had his hands on, because he was a co-founder and lead singer of a little band called Devo.
Oh, of course. And I know where this man worked after Devo, so I might have a little spoiler on my hands that I will keep to myself.
Okay. Well, we'll hope that everything that I did, my research, I mean, I did research, and then I was like, let me just build a list.
I think I know what he did after Devo because I'm a huge nerd, so
I'm a huge nerd as well. So Devo, the 80s band with the weird Lego-style hats, the Whip It song, everyone's heard it.
Crack that whip!
Yeah, you know it, you love it, you don't need to hear it, but it's iconic. I know Mark Mothersbaugh because I have the strange thing. I'm a big nerd, and sometime during our college years, I discovered that a good way for me to focus and, like, clean was to put on the soundtrack from The Sims 2.
Okay.
Because it's a game I played a lot, and is, like, the build music. When you're in build mode, you're like, focus, focus. Everything, you're very honed in on the task at hand. And lately, I've been doing that at work. I'm like, let me just pop on some Sims 2 and get cracking. Because I'm not listening for the lyrics, because there's no lyrics. And it's just tunes that I can overhear some chatter if I need to, but I can just...
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that. When I edit this podcast, I put on MF Doom, not the hip hop, but just the beats.
Mm-hmm.
I know Elijah is a big fan of Animal Crossing music.
Yeah.
Specifically, not the lo-fi remixes, straight up mainline Animal Crossing music.
I'm with it. So on my Spotify, I'm seeing these names of these gentlemen who crafted these fine tunes, these jazzy tunes. And I'm like, man, what else did these guys work on? And the one guy, Steve Jablonski, I click on his name. I'm like, oh, he scored like some of the Transformer movies. That's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. I click on my man, Mark Mothersbaugh. And I'm like, oh, he's worked on some movies. He looks like he has done some other things too. Wow. Obviously, I didn't know at that point he was the co-founder and lead singer of Devo, but he's done just a few other things with music. He formed a production company, a music production company called Mutato Music.
It's like
Mutant Potato.
Mutant Potato.
Yeah. I could go like chronologically or year by year, but I think the best way to get through this is just to kind of read a list of things that he has contributed to, because otherwise this could be a long, long segment. And these are just the things that I grabbed that might be relevant to us and our listeners. This is a condensed list. So, the man, Mark Mothersbaugh, wrote Pee-wee's Playhouse music. Wrote the theme song for Beakman's World, which was the second tier Bill Nye show. I remember seeing it. It's got a big rat and a crazy scientist. He wrote the theme music for a little show called Rugrats.
That's the one I knew.
Also happens to be visually, physically, the inspiration for the design of Chucky Finster. If you Google Mark Mothersbaugh, you're going to see him with his big old glass. And he's like, yeah, that's a Chucky head.
Yeah, I think he was also a big part of the sound design on Rugrats, too. So whenever you hear those type music, that was him. Or when the title card would read and it was sort of like a...
Yes.
All that stuff.
That very experimental sort of avant-garde sound music stuff.
Yeah, it's like if you're making music on instruments made of Play-Doh, is sort of what I always thought it sounded like.
That's beautiful. So, in case you haven't caught the theme, I'm just now reading the television things he has contributed to. So, after Rugrats, it was the Rocket Power theme, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Rugrats All Grown Up, that sci-fi series Eureka. I guess there were some cartoons made off of the Cars franchise. You did stuff with that. I don't really care about
probably for the old paycheck on those ones.
For the old mouse. Regular Show, love it.
Ooh.
Shameless, people love it. Last Man on Earth, people love it. Disenchantment, people love it. What We Do in the Shadows, people love it. Close Enough, I love it. And Tiger King, a little show I heard of recently. But nerds like us know him for video games. That's where he made music for Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 2, Crash Bandicoot Warped, Crash Team Racing, Jack and Daxter, Jack 2, Jack 3, The Sims 2, and the expansion packs, My Sims, My Sims Kingdom, My Sims Racing, My Sims Agent, Boom Blocks, the video game that Steven Spielberg helped produce.
Steven Spielberg was like, we need that Devo guy.
Yeah. Ratchet and Clank, A Rift Apart, recent one. Good on you. He made that song from the old Mac commercials with Justin Long. I don't really remember that, but apparently some people do. Some sort of like...
It's all a vibe. Boom, you definitely remember vibe.
And the films that this man has contributed to. Little, Happy Gilmore, Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Halloween Town, Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge, Rugrats Movie, Rugrats in Paris, Rugrats Go Wild, The Even Stevens Movie, How to Eat Fried Worms, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, Fanboys, 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Hotel Transylvania, Transylvania 2, Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Also, apparently, there's going to be a fourth one, and it's already credited on his Wikipedia page, Transylvania. Hotel Transylvania, Transformia, the fourth and final installment. Lego Movie, man. Lego Ninjago Movie, Lego Movie 2, the second part.
This makes me think this poor guy has made so much fantastic music that people love, that's iconic, that's from so many different genres and aesthetic
Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok.
And he's also already credited for Thor Love and Thunder.
So he's done it all. Every genre.
Done it all.
As far as I'm concerned, he's more talented than Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer, he just makes a freaking orchestra. This dude, the whole world is the orchestra to this guy.
Yeah.
And he's still known as that guy from Devo.
Yeah, that funny looking guy with the weird hat. So, maybe one of the things that I just listed off there in rapid, rapid succession is very personal to you, listener. And now
I can't imagine there's not a project on there. That's such a wide spray of music aesthetics. There's something on there that everyone loves, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Whether he was the personal composer or whether it was just him producing it in the Mutato Music Station. Dude's got his hands a lot of places.
Make that money, dude. I'm sure the Devo money could have kept him going.
Probably, yeah.
The crack that whip, how many times has that been licensed and passed around? And he, you know, those royalty checks cannot be small. I'm sure they're not as crazy as we think it would be. But, I'm sure it's nothing to shake his stick at. And he's still going strong.
Yeah.
He's still going off. Good for him.
Don't quit.
We love to see it. Or quit. Some people should quit. I heard, what's his name? The Bruce, I failed you. He retired.
Oh, yeah, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine retired. I was like, good for you,
my
dude.
Last movie.
No, you got enough money, bro. You don't need to do anything.
Don't shake
for
your
us.
Bones all over the world for Christopher Nolan.
You already cried in front of Christian Bale and broke my heart. That's all I need from you.
Yeah. And I've got more than I need from Mark Mothersbaugh. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, for all the wonderful, iconic, heartwarming music you've made. I think something common between all those projects, though, that maybe speaks to him and his company is no down notes on those. All basically happy upper movies. Thor Ragnarok. Kind of, you know, Thor's in a bad place, but it's a movie about laughing and friendship and home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's no Mike Myers kills on there or anything like that. You love to see it. I've got a review.
Let me hear it.
This is several reviews that I scrounged up from a website. Some reviews from trypokari.com.
Okay.
For the product Pocari Sweat. Pocari Sweat, though the name may be a little weird to Westerners, is a sort of a Japanese Gatorade.
Okay.
It cured many a hangover of mine overseas. And also just on hot ass monsoon season concrete jungle days. I had one of these in the old man purse at all times. Love this product. Pocari Sweat is a game changer. It's just like a clear Gatorade. It has a light grapefruity flavor. It's very good. I recommend you try it if you can ever snag one. And it looks like they're trying to get a foothold in the American market. You can order it off of this website.
Ooh.
And I'm really tempted to.
Bring it.
Really would like some. But I got a few reviews here to cover. I'll start with this longer one by Haley B. Haley B. writes, "Excellent electrolytes. TLDR. Pocari is delicious, refreshing, and not too sweet. My rehydration drink of choice for post-workout or a hot afternoon. My friends love Pocari and frequently tried to get me to try it. Never really wanted to until I found myself in desperate need of something to drink while visiting my brother in Tokyo a couple years ago. Stopping at a vending machine, I recognized the blue bottle. So in went my yen and down the hatch went Pocari. I loved it! It was absolutely delicious, and I almost instantly felt better. Was pretty dehydrated. The rest of the trip, I was buying Pocari whenever we stopped at a vending machine. Fast forward to the end of the trip, and I'm back home in the U.S., and not a drop of Pocari to be had. Gatorade and Powerade just didn't cut it. Far too sweet, and it felt like I was drinking pure sugar water. So, boring water it was, until the Asian market had a rare bottle stocked. When my friend told me that Pocari was finally available for sale in the U.S. and gave me a bottle, I screamed in his face and demanded to know where. It was just as good as I remember, and while only online for the U.S., I bought 3 cases. Seriously, whoa. If you want a good post-half marathon or been out in the 100-degree heat all-day type drink, this is it. 5 stars.
3 cases. Ooh, wah, wah.
She needs her fix, bro.
Get after it.
Once you've been hydrated by Pocari, other hydration just doesn't hit the same.
It pales in comparison.
Every drink of water, every time you're parched and you throw back a Sprite, you're like, this is nothing.
This doesn't taste like sweat.
I might as well chew on dirt. I got another review from TN. They title it, "So Good. My wife and I discovered Pocari Sweat while in Tokyo. It was at our hotel's breakfast. I was initially drawn to the bright blue and simple logo. It being in Japanese, I had no idea what I was having, but once we found out, we had it every day via the vending machines. 5 stars." I didn't realize the crack cocaine-like addiction that these people are portraying.
Yeah. I've had some good stuff when I'm on vacation or on trips in other countries. But it's not like suddenly I could have no other.
My Pocari Sweat relationship is in Japan, I ate out a lot more because eating out was a little cheaper. Mm-hmm. Grocery stores a little more expensive. So I just kind of, I didn't keep much food on hand. But what I did keep in my fridge at all times was a nice 2-liter of Pocari Sweat. I knew any sort of emergency, read hangover. The situation I was in, Pocari would cure it. Ko Ihara has our last review here that I picked out. They title it, "Nice Grapefruit-Based Flavor." Product-wise, Pocari has some interesting things going for it. I still remember some advert in Japan noting that it's isotonic, which basically means that you can use it as an IV in emergency situations. Not that anyone would actually do that. The drink has a sweet grapefruit flavor to it. It's impressively high in sodium content, although it tastes nowhere as salty as the alligator sports drink. I'm personally used to really light-flavored endurance specialty drinks, so it's a bit too sweet for my taste when it's warm. I found it's really good to dilute it slightly with some cold carbonated water. It's good to see that Otsuka Pharma is making some effort to enter the U.S. market. 4 stars.
Okay. Making yourself a sweat fizz here.
Yeah.
A little spritzer.
What a delight.
Probably refreshing. Yeah.
Probably refreshes your ass off. That's what I'm saying.
Not like that gator crap.
Not like that crocodile drink. Dare not say its name.
You could take, you could put this in your veins. I don't know what the grapefruit flavor would do in there, but you could put this stuff in your veins.
Maybe Gusher style, you would get a grapefruit head. You might not want to mainline too much of this, because then your blood would be a delicious nectar.
And people would want it.
God forbid a vampire is anywhere near the area. I'll take a sweet suck of that neck and it'll be brought back to life.
Maybe, though, it would be like the good old Gator Aid commercials where you're sweating just the colors.
Ooh, just the plasma is coming out of you.
Whoa. You just lick the sweat off your own body. Oh, still tastes like grapefruit. Nice.
Not too salty. You got a quick review?
I do have a quick review. This is a review for the new series, I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's a, quote, Amazon original series. I'm like, how original is that, Amazon? This is a review from IMDb and Vincent Smith Zero. Titles his review, Tricked Into Watching. I was tricked into watching it. I always watch films that reviewers call woke. They are usually excellent. However, this one is drivel. Badly scripted, directed, and acted. The camera work is awful. The music is dreadful. Bring back decent woke films. 1 star.
This one kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah. Like, I know we're definitely of a very liberal Michael Jackson lean. And we bash racists and boomers.
Sure, yeah.
Wanton disregard for their feelings on this show.
Which some might say is woke. I couldn't argue against it.
But this is just so silly.
It's such a weird... Like, imagine a genre tag on Netflix or something. Yeah. It just says, like, family-friendly, comedy, woke.
Yeah.
What a weird...
Like, I think it's Screen Rant or some half-worth-its-money organization. I'm always scrolling through my news app. Like, you've got to watch the best sci-fi romance movie before it leaves Netflix. I'm like, is that really a genre? What are you trying to do? You've got to watch the best apocalyptic sci-fi romance thriller. I'm like, that. What are you saying? It's one movie that you're trying to get me to watch. It's not like there's a catalog of these movies.
Apocalyptic musical comedy, thriller, horror, action.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the day when I see the headline, you've got to watch the best woke film before it leaves Netflix. We've seen a lot of trashy woke films. They've just been, you know, woke in name only. Wino, right?
I can't imagine some producer, some writer pitching to a director. Yeah, I got this new film. It's really woke. You got it. Just read it, man.
Good.
Look at how woke this is.
There were a lot of reviews that were like, it's too PC. This is... When will they learn this PC garbage doesn't sell? So it probably does have some of that.
I got news for everybody, and I'm sure very intelligent listeners. I'm preaching to the choir here. But art has always been woke. The whole point of art, I would say of most art, is like anti-patriarchy, you know, anti-bourgeoisie. Right. It's
expression.
Most art serves to show that some marginalized group of people should not be marginalized, I guess, to put it simply.
Mm-hmm.
It's like reading 1984 and thinking it's pro-Trump or some shit. Like,
man, the country was really getting good. Why don't people just understand that?
We are almost to the point where we're doing morning calisthenics on our TV that had a built-in webcam that made sure we were doing morning calisthenics at gunpoint. That relevant to that Squid Game tweet where Jeff Bezos was like, can't wait to watch Squid Game, smiley emoji. Bro, it's... I would love to sit in a room and watch Jeff Bezos watch Squid Game. I'm sure you'd just be fucking that dumbass fake smile, those glassy eyes the whole time.
That weird grin.
You'd just be going right over his head. He would look to me, so is this woke? This is kind of woke, right?
It's pretty woke, Jeff. Pretty woke. Yeah, I try to watch anything people call woke. That's how I stick it to him.
I stick it to me, baby. All right. Let's plug this one out, huh?
All right.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to especially thank Jeff Bezos for making it this far. If you've listened this far, it means hopefully you had some fun, had a couple laughs. Me and Matt did.
I did.
I'd like to let you know, dear dedicated listener, that if you didn't know already, we got new episodes every Tuesday morning of this bad boy. We'd love to have you there. And if you Tuesday's not your best listening day, just know it's nestled there waiting for you, like a little gift under the tree for whenever you're ready for it.
Little eggy in a basket.
Little eggy in a basket. Little cut it a little hole in the toast and fry up a little podcast in the middle. If you'd like to send us a funny little review for us to make some funny little jokes over, you can send it straight to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Put your name on that so we can throw you credit. Put the old URL in there. Give us a screenshot. Just give us something. We're ready. We're ready and willing.
If you are ready and willing, then you can interact with us, follow us, like us, do things with us on all of the social medias like Instagram @reviewparty.com, TikTok @reviewparty.com, and Twitter @reviewpartypod. You might say, what is there to do there? And I will tell you, there are cow puns to like. Or else.
There are cow puns, please. Please, there are cow puns. We're doing everything we can.
And all sorts of other fun content. And if you're just like in it for the content, not the social interactions, then go to reviewparty.com, where the content comes in spades.
And you can't like it. There's no like button.
There's no like button. You just have to do it.
It's woke.
Do it. Do an internal woke like for yourself when you look at all the episodes, when you look at the blog, when you browse the shop, or when you subscribe to the After Party Review newsletter.
There's also blogs on there, I believe. By the time this episode out, there will be a rare Brent written blog making a hot appearance. So, yeah, hop on that. It's about more nerdy stuff.
It's hot.
It's hot. I review something. If you think that, man, these guys sure make fun of reviewers all day. They're sort of mean-spirited guys. I'd like for them to review something and me to make fun of it. Go for it. Go crazy, dude. I wrote a healthy, lengthy review right for the picking. Go crazy. We'd also like to thank, last but not least, our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their Jim Jam Bread for Breakfast. Mm-hmm. You can find more great tunes from them on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds, one word. I have a review.
Cool.
To see us out here. This review is from Amazon. It is for Milk Chocolate Popcorn Crisp Rice Center Halloween Candy. It's for popcorn M&Ms, I would say.
Whoa.
Yeah, M&Ms with popcorn inside.
What?
Allegedly. This review is from Maisha. She titles it, Tristine. They write, it smells like popcorn, but doesn't taste like popcorn, but does taste good, better than the normal one. 5 stars.